Hey, travel buddies, it's your Captain Crown Crown.
And Dominique Lovejoy speaking.
Before we take off, we have a few protocols to ensure your flight is a safe one.
Remember, no bag is too big and our destinations are infinite. Be prepared to unload and relax.
On Girls Trip the Podcast, where we take you to a new destination on every episode.
Hey everybody, it's Crown Crown.
And Dominique Lovejoy.
And today's episode, we are going to the land of cuffing season.
And we have a very special guest, sometimes eligible bachelor, Mr. Ross Wright. Say hello.
Hello.
No, I need an introduction.
Hello, everybody.
So we raced him. I came up with that introduction and I had it brewing. So I just wanted him to know that was his intro. Is that okay?
Yep, it was wonderful.
It was very fitting. Tell us about yourself. Who are you?
Ross.
And what do you do, Ross?
I am a counterintelligence agent for the Department of Defense.
And he got money, a.k.a. So, Mr. Ross, we have you here. We're going to talk about cuffing season. And we brought you on. Guys, we brought him on because, as I stated, he is a sometimes eligible bachelor. Now, Mr. Ross, he definitely plays the field. But when he's settled and when he finds his one, he really is that guy. So, he's going to take us through. We're going to talk about the different aspects of the game, how the game is affected with different people, and we're going to have fun. You ready? Mm-hmm. You scared?
A little bit.
All right.
See how this goes.
So, we're going to talk about the different stages of cuffing season. And we're going to kind of share our experiences. But first things first. The first thing is scouting. How do you scout? Okay, well, you want to save yours? Because I'm like, well, it's helpful that we have a man here, too. But, like, let's say what it looks like from a female's perspective first. And then you can clear it up.
Okay. That works for me.
That's good?
That works for me.
Okay. All right. You say you go first.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
So I think scouting is like you're looking at the playing field. You're seeing what's out there. It's summertime. You can see what everybody's vibes were, where they were, were they out on vacation, were they in the house. Like, you can see summer style. I pay attention to who you're with. Things like that. I'm just picking up on the moves and the stuff that's being made.
Okay. I don't think I start scouting in the summer. I'm too into myself in the summertime. So what I usually do is just kind of see what's out there. Like, see where the vibes are and kind of see where people are. See what people like to do. So that way I can know if, you know, we will be able to have fun together. And that's how I kind of pay attention. And then I'm also looking at who's looking at me.
So. How you know when they looking at you?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Probably know when y'all looking.
Looking right at you. Liking them pictures, DM slides, comments every now and then, you know.
You know, starting conversations that don't really need to be started. Like, people, you've never, nobody's ever slid in your DMs and they just start a random conversation.
Never.
That's a lie.
You say that's a lie.
I call Cap.
Really, never? You know, you gotta, before you shoot your shot, you gotta, you know, make sure.
A few people dribble in.
Yeah, they gotta dribble first.
Okay, so would you say we're pretty much in alignment from a male's view, scouting, same?
I think so, same. You know. It could start in the summer. You know, okay. Seeing, you know, where she at, who she with, you know. Mm-hmm. They say hoes of a feather flock together.
Oh.
So, friends, need to keep watching friends type of places they going to.
See, but that's not fair, because growing up, I had a lot of hoe friends. But I was not a hoe.
Well, see, that's why you got to scout. See, you got to weed out.
Okay. All right. So then after we scout it out, right, you get your players. You're like, okay, you know, made some successful catches. We want a draft pick, right? Because it's a host seed. The DMs, they was pretty full. Weed them out. What determines who you're taking, who you're putting on your team?
For me, it'd be like who, you know, shows a little long-time excitement. You know, somebody that has mutual interests. Will, you know, like to do things out socially and whatnot.
Okay. I think for me, along with that, being social, because I'm a social person, I think style also matters because if I step out, I want to look good, and I want whoever I'm with to look good too. So I feel like I'm looking at shoes. Remember I told, well, that was the first episode of the year, well, one of them, and we were talking about my dating experience, and the man was so fine, I forgot to look at his damn feet. But that's neither here nor there. Mm. But like, I'm looking at your style also.
I think that's something big too. Like, I will never forget my ex's aunt told me, you never, when you first look at a man, you always look at his shoes. And I've always stuck with that. If I could see what, like, I could tell a lot by your shoes, how you take care of your shoes, what shoes you wear, if your shoes match your outfit, if you just throw on anything. So that means a lot to me. But I think the same, like, usually just to see who I vibe with the most, that's who I'll possibly put on my draft. Just if we have good conversation, you know, if our interests align with each other and just things like that. If I feel like you're going to be a good time, I'll draft you.
What shoes are a no-go?
What shoes are a no-go?
Because
the lemon pepper steppers. Like, no, I think also, like, it's not about a name brand. Like, I feel like having a certain designer on does not mean you can dress. It doesn't mean you have style. Like, if you had on some crazy looking shit, but you made it look good, like, what can I say? It doesn't matter if you spent 3 stacks on them or $30 on them. Like, as long as you can dress it well, that's okay for me.
Yeah.
Same. I don't want you walking around and, like, you know how they be making, like, kitchen shoes actually kind of look like something? Like, you can't be wearing, like, kitchen shoes like you work at a restaurant and, like, that's the fit. You about to lace up.
Oh, all no.
Black, like, the all black.
Not, like, all black. Not horses. The nose slips.
Yeah, the nose slips. That's a no for me. He's asking y'all because I call him Mr. Goodfeet because he doesn't disappoint. He has his shoes. He wears his shoes.
Y'all, he like, yeah, he's not over here.
But I just enjoy Crocs as well.
You do, but see, this is the thing. When you wear your Crocs, you still want to have on a nice, clean, crisp shirt. Like, I think that matters too. Like, yeah, you can put a t-shirt on, but is your t-shirt clean? Like, yeah. Was it washed? Like, I feel like as millennials, no, we're not quick to pull out the iron. But you know if you put that shirt on permanent press and it's come out, it looks nice. All on your shoulders next, like, it's a difference.
There's so many ways to get wrinkles out of a shirt. Like, yeah. There's no excuse.
Hang that bitch up in the shower. Like, anything.
Like, it's so much. But I think, no, you're, like, definitely what Dominique Lovejoy said, you definitely need to know how to wear your shoes or wear your outfits, because there's some people who, they could have $1,000 on their feet, but their outfit look crazy. Or, you know, just they don't know how to wear it. And it doesn't even matter how much the shoes cost. It's literally just how you wear it. And are you wearing it because everybody else is wearing it? Or are you wearing it because you know how to, you really like it and you want to put it together?
Right. Yeah. And I think too, like, because I know I be liking new ladies too. But I think that it's a difference. Like, my coworker, she tried to put me on with, like, one of her friends. And the girl had came up, like, to our job or whatever. And she was like, oh, you know, she just had, like, whatever on. You know, you go to work, like, it's summertime, whatever. She ain't had whatever on. But I'm like, now my homegirl be fly as fuck. Like, fly as shit. So I'm like, she coming in. I'm like, bro, what does she have on? She had these little kids, pumpkin seed, like, type shoes on. Like, that's a no for me, I feel like. That is a shoe that is a no.
The you can kids? Put those
over there. She's coming from work.
What the fuck would you wear that with these big ass cotton socks? You know the socks that have like the gray toe and the gray heel? So the heel part wasn't in the shoe. The heel part was hanging over the back of the shoe. Like, the socks was too big.
But what she do for work? Could be the attire. Maybe she need thick ass socks.
It was summertime, number one.
She could work in the freeze at Amazon.
She works at a school. She works at a school. I work at a school. She work at a school.
You get cold in there too.
That's inappropriate. Why would you have the heel of your sock on top of your shoe? Simple things. Like, I get it. Like, okay, I've had on, like, some biker shorts and a dumbass shirt that day. I wasn't dressed either. 90% of the time, if y'all see me, how I look on Instagram, I be in the house scrolling, looking a wholly, totally different way. But that was a no for me. That was a no. And you was pressed to come up to the school knowing that that was about to be your first time to meet me. Like,
it's showing you the real them.
Her.
Comfortable.
No. No thanks. No thank you. So, things like that. So when you're in drafting, I feel like that's when you find out about the people. Like, can you hold a conversation? Do you read books? Like, and then that's, how you slowly start knocking the people down. Like, that's preseason, kind of. Would you say that's, like, preseason, like...
Yeah, I think after maybe, you know, that's when you should be, after you've drafted, you should be dating during draft season, you know, getting to know these people, getting to, you know, see what's going on a date or one or two dates with the people, just to kind of see. You should also kind of be group dating, they say.
Group dating? What you mean?
Not group dating, but like hanging out in group settings. Not like something, it doesn't always have to be, like, you could go bowling.
Right?
No, I'm not, no, listen. I'm saying, like, this is a time where, not saying you need to bring up all your friends and stuff, but just hang out, like, with the group of people. Like, just to kind of see how you function around other people.
See, so for me, because, like, I'm a private person, like, when it comes to certain stuff. Don't make that face. I am private when it comes to certain things. So, like, I don't want to... I don't want to hang out. I don't think everybody needs to go.
No, let me tell you exactly.
Needs to know that person.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. So, I went on a date years ago. Well,
not years ago.
I went on a date about, like, I want to say it was, like, right before the pandemic. So...
Year.
I went on a date right before the pandemic. We went out to eat and we were talking and the conversation was just, it was not, like, it was interesting.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And then we went to, at the time, Marvin's was around. So, of course, I'm seeing people that I went to school with. He's seeing people that he knows. But I noticed when his, like, friend came around, you know, like, there's some people who don't want you to talk to other people when, like, for example, I don't know if you're that type of man, but, you know, there's some people who don't want you to be around, like, your friends or talk to your friends or stuff like that. Some guys like that, like, are like that. Like, they'll have all the, it'd be their friends and the girls, but they don't want the girls to interact with the guys. You know people like that? No?
No.
Kind of, like, wait. Yeah.
So, like, if I'm on a date with somebody and it's me not wanting the girl I'm with to talk to my guy friend?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's just like, what the fuck you asked me to come for?
So, it wasn't meant to be, like, a double date or anything like that. They just happened to be there. Okay. And then I was like, okay, so I'm just the type of person, I'm going to speak and stuff like that. The friend had his girl with him. And I noticed, like, she had her head down. And, like, she was very, like, in the corner, not speaking or anything. They were having a conversation. And, you know, me, I'm just going to, like, I'm assuming we're all together. So, I'm assuming we're going to all talk. Then they switch it to another language. So, I'm like, okay.
That's rude.
I said, okay, obviously you guys don't want us to know what's going on. And then the person brought up to me, yeah, I really don't like my girl interacting with my guy friend. I said, "Whole
red flag."
I said, "Nope," cause that's weird to me. But I've heard people say, like, yeah, they don't like the guy they're talking to or the guy they're dealing with doesn't like that, but they don't find out until after the fact.
They sharing bitches.
Well, I'm not one to be shared. Okay, so that's that. So I'm saying, like, when I say, you know, be around other people, I'm saying go into other spaces where that can, so you could see how that person interacts with you and other people around. It doesn't have to be like, oh, you take your date on a group, like a group date. Y'all could go to, I don't know, y'all could go to the hookah bar together and then y'all just happen to see other people that you know and just kind of see how they move.
I think, okay, so now that you put a little bit more to it, I guess I could see it, but it would have to be maybe like third or fourth date.
Yeah.
Like, just to see how you do around other people.
But I'm talking about, like, that's during draft season. You need to see that during draft season.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like you could meet my associates.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then further down the line, you can
But you could even see that, too, during the associates. Like, people who know you will get the vibe off of that already. Mm-hmm. So they'll be able to be like, oh, okay, like, maybe they won't tell you, but based off of the energy they're giving, you could tell, okay, maybe they're not feeling this person. Maybe there's something they're seeing that I'm not seeing. You always should to have somebody else to see something, because I promise you, if we never went to Marvin's, I wouldn't know that's how he is. Because our dates start off with us, just us two somewhere. Then it progressed somewhere else. And then I was like, oh, you're kind of possessive. I'm going to leave you where you're at. And then I was able to tell that's the date I didn't want to continue.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, you ain't hit him up no more?
Nope.
You ain't spin a block?
No, you ghosted him. We got a ghoster.
No, I didn't ghost him. I just told him I think this was fun, but I don't think we need to do this again.
Nah, it wasn't fun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was for what it was. I mean, I saw enough that I need to see. I saw enough red flags that I need to see.
That she just drew something in the air and then didn't look
a red like flag.
Okay.
Okay. That's her flag. Okay, that's her flag. So, her flag, okay. Flag. So we do that. We're going out. Dating multiple people, getting around, da 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 da. So after that, you should come down to like a good number, right? Because everybody don't make it through the game. Some people fail. It's Squid Games. You getting killed off. So one wrong thing and you gone. What's next? What's that today?
We got preseason.
Well, that really was like the preseason, I feel like. The dates. Da, 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 da.
I mean, draft season, because you got to secure your solid. I don't know.
For me, I think, that draft is what we discussed. And then preseason is a little more
intimate.
Okay. Like kind of activities and the type of people that we agree to bring each other around.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So are there more rules in preseason? Like between you and the person?
Kinda. It depends though. It depends on how
this works splits versus off your gender.
But go ahead.
I don't think there's rules or more or less of an understanding. I mean, because we are dating. We can't give each other rules. Mm-hmm. I think it's an understanding. For me, it's like we have a mutual understanding that we reached a point where we're either, going to move to more exclusivity or we're still keeping the field open. I think it's a conversation. I don't think it's a rule.
I think it's also boundaries are set, too. So, like, certain things you're not cool with, certain things that you'll allow, like, just to make sure y'all are on the same page moving forward. Because I feel like draft season, you kind of pick up on some things. So, you're like, okay, am I willing to deal with this? Am I willing not to? So, preseason, it's like, okay. Not saying you have to be like, oh, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. But it's more so, like, just being more aware of your boundaries and stuff.
Okay. Which part of this do y'all start posting, like the two plates and just the hands?
Oh, I'm on a date kind of nervous.
Yeah. What phase is that?
With them knowing or not knowing. Because you can get away with a little shit. Like, we're always on our phone. So, like, I could, in draft season, post a plate and give an illusion. I could give that illusion now and be out with my friends just to keep some niggas on the side, wondering. So you never know.
Games.
And that, yeah. VIP.
When do you usually do that though?
Like
plates and stuff like that.
I don't really post plates and stuff like that.
I'm on a date, really kind of nervous.
I think once I'm
in a relationship to physically let you even see a hand.
With me, I'm in a relationship. I'm not like a social person. I'm more of a homebody. So if I'm out, I'm enjoying where I'm at and what I'm doing. So I don't really post while I'm out. So I don't usually do the pictures of the plates or the picture of her heels or the hair blowing in the car, some shit like that.
Well, I haven't seen
like
when
you're in a passenger seat, you just know to show a little shoulder and that's it. A
little shoulder strap, little purse.
Or proof that you're not driving. I'm in a passenger seat.
I don't do it either. I think that I kind of like to just be in the moment. I'm really big on just like, if you're on your phone, to me, that's kind of a little disrespectful. I've even called somebody out during the date, like, am I boring you? Because, like, or not even boring you, but, like, why are you on your phone? No! I wasn't, but I think, like, if we're gonna, we're both gonna be here, let's both be present, especially, like, in the beginning. We're getting to know each other. I don't want to get to know you and you're on your phone the whole time and you're not really paying attention, vice versa, because I want to give you... I want to give you my undivided attention and I want the same. And that's why I was saying, because like you were sitting here telling me all this stuff and then I don't even think I said nothing but two words. And it was like, okay. I was like, is the game on or something? You want to watch the game? And they were like, no. And they told me their phone is their comfort zone. Like, whenever, like, they're not comfortable, I said, well, am I making you nervous? They was like, no, it's not you. It's just the whole
thing.
Date thing.
I can relate with that. My phone is my security blanket.
You made them nervous.
I
I did not make him nervous.
And you had the nerve to be boring.
I did not make him nervous.
You had to...
I did not
sit up there.
I did not make him nervous, and I got a third date. That was the first date. We got up to three dates, so I did not make him nervous.
His choice or your choice?
It was his choice.
You are an asshole. Okay.
I'm just asking.
Just because you don't do things right, don't mean you know what.
I mean,
anyway,
no one's perfect.
Yeah, preseason. So while we're in preseason, you know, we got understandings, we got boundaries set. It's kind of like, is this the time where we're introducing them to our friends or just the associates is still the only people that are meeting these
preseason
people?
After draft, right?
Yeah, that's after draft.
I feel like
preseason, they can be my friend.
Yeah, because I feel like if anything, you know, especially with girls, we're already telling you, like, my friend had my location during scouting season. So, like, when you decided to come up to me, they was there. They knew. So, we're already talking. So, they might know of you already. So, I might be like, okay, if it's something cool, like a game night or something, okay, I'm going to bring da-da-da-da around. But even for me, some of y'all haven't met my, like, forever little piece. So, it's just...
And it's so sad. But anyways, because... Never mind.
Are you hiding?
I'm not really hiding him. He just don't be around.
I was supposed to meet him, but he dropped the ball with the studio.
Oh, that's Cover Studio. Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're doing a live.
In the studio.
We're doing a live. All right.
No, but I think that
he
game night.
I'm gonna
pack for you. Oh, God.
I think at this time, game nights, little, you know, intimate settings, I think is usually good for preseason. Just kind of see how you move and, you know, you interact. I don't know. Some people are more comfortable. Like, I know some guys are comfortable bringing them around their friends or group of friends, and some people aren't. Some people want to hog them to themselves.
So, question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Once you reach that stage of friend engagement, mm-hmm. How important is their opinion?
It depends.
Friends' opinions?
Yeah.
It depends on what? Like, give me an example.
Like, they just don't like them.
So I think it also depends on what friend it is. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm saying that based off, like, being on a relationship and then knowing, like, which friends to vent to. It's going to be some friends who don't think nobody is good enough for you. Like... Mm-hmm. I might talk to some of my guy friends about some shit that might happen between me and somebody I'm talking to. And then my homeboy's like, no, I don't fuck with him. Like, that's not, da 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 da, you know? And then it might be one.
Can't come back from that
either. Yeah, I know.
But I think that's important, too. You're not supposed to be telling your friends every single little thing. Because most of the time when you and your person could have a falling out. And you will tell your friends all this stuff. And then I always say this to people. You're going to go back to him tomorrow or you're going to go back to her tomorrow. And they're like, no. But it's because of the simple fact is I'm not holding no grudge that I know y'all going to fix it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's why it's very important that you're careful with what you share with your friends. Because what you tell your friends will hold these grudges. And even parents, like, I don't know why people be sitting there venting all their whole relationship to their parents. Because a mama, a daddy will... X them out forever.
Portia is nothing nice, honey. Man, Portia, I seen one of my ex's mom and me and my mom went to the mall, and one of my ex's moms was in the parking lot, and I noticed the mom, and I was like, "Mom, look in that car. You know who that is?" And she looked. She was like, "No." And I told her who it was. She was like, "I told you, to this day, this is the only one I ever heard my mother call out their name." She was like, "Yeah, you flashback had that bitch come to my house." I was like, "Okay." Yeah. And to that day, that ex is not allowed in my home. If my mother ever saw them, like, it's a wrap. It's a duh. It's no.
Yeah, it's no. Yeah. So I think for that situation, there's friends that are not like Damo said. There's friends who are not gonna. Think anybody's good enough for their friend, but they're also friends that you just have to be careful with what you say, how you say it. And two, it doesn't matter if you are vibing with the person, what however they feel about your whatever your friends feel about your person, you could take it with a grain of salt. Only time you should really, I think it's more so if they're pointing out things of that's changed, you're changing, or things that you're doing that's kind of like, okay, that's not normal, or that's not like you. Or they're kind of just looking out for you. But you just have to be mindful, and you have to use your own discernment. Because at the end of the day, people could tell you which way to go, but it depends on how you're going to make the decision.
Very true. Very true. I think, but friend feedback is important during that time because after we get there, what was that?
We got preseason, so we have playoffs. And if your friends,
wait, how the hell we skip the season?
I feel like it depends on the person. Everybody's cuffing season looks different.
Okay, so
because I mean,
for the sake of this conversation, what is the championship? What is that?
I feel like that comes after playoffs.
The championship, is that officially dating? Is that
I think the playoffs would be a holiday.
I
think the championship is a holiday. You get invited to somebody's place or you're something. Cause
now we talking fall.
I think it varies. I don't want to come to your Thanksgiving. I don't want to come to your Christmas. Yes, we can exchange like some type of lukewarm gift. I mean, if you got it like that, you can give me a nice, But, I don't want to come to your family gathering. Like my man Gucci said, I don't want to meet your fucking daddy. I ain't fucking friendly. I don't want to go. I wouldn't be comfortable.
So y'all dating at that point?
We're dating, but
Are y'all an official couple? Because if we an official couple.
If we're an official couple, yes, I will go. If we're an official couple. But for me, I think it take, I don't know. And you don't live here. My family doesn't live here. So 9 times out of 10, at least when it comes to Christmas, I'm going home.
I live here.
No, your family.
Oh.
You're not from, you're not from here. So your family isn't here. Your family is.
Nah. Yeah, you're going back to your respective states. So I know for me, my last relationship, we both live from different places. So Christmas time, you do go to your respective place. So I think it just varies for everybody. I think also it varies for me too, because that's my birthday. My birthday comes before all the holidays. So, and sometimes my birthday is on that holiday. So, what are you going to do? I want to see what those things.
It's definitely after.
Yeah. I want to see what you're going to do. So, for me, it's not always a holiday. Because if the first holiday that would come to my mind, besides the family gatherings, would be a Valentine's Day.
So, I mean, maybe that's the championship. But then I think the championship is more so, I think the playoffs is kind of like those holidays or those, I don't know. I feel like the championship is a committed relationship. And that just could be me.
Yeah, no, that's what I agree to. Like, you won. That's the prize. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the playoffs is kind of like you make it through those holidays or something, because it's cuffing season. So if you make it through the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, if you make it to Valentine's Day, I feel like you're able to kind of say that you made it through the playoffs. But if you just kind of
I feel like it depends on a person, because this season only has two big holidays.
Right.
And if you got a couple options.
Because New Year's, if you think about it, not everybody spends New Year's with family.
But guess what?
But I'm saying, if you got a couple options in the queue, Thanksgiving may be and then we're going to give other one Christmas. See how they act on holidays.
Yeah, well, that's true. I think that's the thing, too. I'm saying everybody's cuffing season looks different, because I know some people, their cuffing season is literally, they just need somebody they can literally cuff and cuddle with for the season, and they done. They want to be out and about.
That's what I'm saying. It's different for everybody also, because sometimes, this whole season could drag out from August to February. For some people, August to September. So it's just
August,
like
October.
Yeah, it really is that what you. So
was that your story?
Yeah, yeah. That was you. So yeah. I mean, I got in a relationship with it was 3 months for me too. So it's just
it definitely depends. It definitely depends. I mean, yeah, it depends. It depends on the person. It depends on what the person, how the person wants to move, how they want to handle cuffing season, what they're comfortable with.
It could get drastic. In my past life.
Tell us about it.
My family is split. I got mother's side and father's side.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we all
two holidays.
We all don't.
Two parties.
You said I got a mother's side.
Yeah, no. They're not together. It's not to get separate.
Okay. So each holiday is two houses, two parties.
Okay.
Take one there, take one there. You get two birds with one stone on the same holiday.
Oh my gosh. See, y'all?
If
you play it right.
But that was in a later life. It was an earlier life.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, you would never really know. See, y'all, that's why I don't trust. And I feel like, too, courtship is different when it comes to women and men.
Yeah.
I think majority of men are slower to like latch down and say, this is it, this is what I'm doing, this one, this all.
Yeah.
When it comes to women, it's like very speedy. Like, I feel like there's always jokes on social media all the time to talk about like, oh, like same-sex relationships, like they just move so fast. Like, you date on Monday and then on Friday you moving in, and on Saturday we talking about where should we have the wedding. Like, I think it moves faster too based on gender.
Based on your experience, has that happened?
It's fast.
Monday to Tuesday?
Not Monday to Tuesday, but I think
it can be for certain people. I feel like y'all are so annoying. I feel like it.
Oh,
it, you said what?
Huh?
He wanted to know.
Your experience. Tell us about your experience.
What experience? Cuffing season? My cuffing season experience?
Yeah, he wants to know your cuffing season experience with the genders.
I've only had one cuffing season with the opposite gender.
The opposite gender? So they've all been with the same gender?
No, I said I've only had one cuffing season.
With the opposite gender. That means with a man.
Yes.
So all the rest of them has been with women.
No.
Is what you're saying.
No.
You done got a revelation in here.
Oh, my God. So I just so y'all know.
They know.
Mr. Ross wants me to be
with
a woman so bad, and I do not.
It's not what I want. It's what I feel.
Obviously, you know, your feelings
are listening. You know, it's an untapped.
Don't knock it till you try it.
It's an untapped.
Well, I've told the listeners before that I've tried it and it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, that was when you was like 19, 20.
And I don't want to go back that way. That was enough for me. I know what I like. And that ain't it.
What you like?
Nothing against
it. Be born on dates. Like that guy said.
You never go pick with my co-host.
You know what? It's so funny because I could literally, pack a suitcase on you right now. But I'm not going to do that. Oh my gosh.
Like one of the little roly ones?
That's a good one.
Y'all,
Samsonite.
I'm just saying.
Sam, you know brands?
I know the brands, honey.
I just got me a little.
But anyways, so no, cuffing season for me has always been like, it's not something that I usually partake in. I'm very much of like, I date, but it's usually kind of like whenever the opportunity presents itself. The last time I was in a cuffing season situation, I think I made it to playoffs, and then I just kind of, championships was not going to happen. Just because I think that the person wouldn't have been a good
teammate.
Yeah.
Wait, so was that a decision of yours or
his? I feel like it was my decision.
Did you cut?
No, it was my decision, but I would say it was mutual at the end, because it was just like, I felt like this wasn't going to work, and I brought it to the table. So I don't know if they were going to do that themselves, but I brought it to the table.
So you cut?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just wasn't, you know, you see enough, you hear enough, you just don't need it in your life.
Okay, so we're at the championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means it's time for everybody to formally get these intros, right? And sometimes...
I was just going to backtrack.
It's not a rebuttal. It's just, I feel like I need to mention that prior to, like, wait, the championship, you know, I need to know what your... At some point prior, I need to know what your family dynamic is.
Yeah, I think that's important.
I think that comes in...
I think that... I want that in draft.
I feel like draft and pre, though.
I don't think we tapped on that.
No, I think draft and pre, it comes up. It comes up, like... I mean, I know I've had conversations about that stuff in draft and preseason.
Yeah.
So I'm very family-oriented. I need to know if you going... If you... You know.
So do you hold that against somebody who, maybe not that they're family oriented, but maybe that's just not how their family is set up?
No, I don't hold against any family dynamic to the person.
Okay.
You know, if you only mess with your mom, only mess with your mom. Or your father. But I need to know what dynamic you come from.
Got it. So you can kind of understand them better?
To see if it'll blend with mine, or, you know, what type of dynamic. I need to know what type of dynamic you've seen, so I can know what type of dynamic you know, you're comfortable with, and what down the line would look like.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I think that's important. Like, my mom always brought that up too, just like how people, were, especially like men, how they react with their mother, how they address their mother, and just certain things like that. So, like, she'll tell the story, like,
I joke with my mom all the time. Like, my grandfather was a godsend. Like, entrepreneur, built the house with his two bare hands, bricklayer, papered them to go to college, cash, like, you know, an excellent man's man. Mm-hmm. Then her and her sister, they both got these niggas. And I'm like, I know my granddaddy is like, what did I do? And like, my mom just talks about like when she finally saw my dad, like, interact, like, my dad's family, they call each other by their first names and like shit like that. And I'm just, my mom's like, no. So I never was like allowed to do no shit like that. Mm-hmm. So I think all that does just plays an important part. So she's always on me about those things. And it does, it plays a big part on how your partner shows up with you.
Yeah.
Because if they've always been in dysfunction, or they've always been used to not having a voice, they're never going to know how to communicate with you. You know, like, it's going to be something that you have to work with them through to help mm-hmm. them unlearn. So it's not that because those are the cards you were dealt, I can't deal with you. But if there's a willingness for you to unlearn mm-hmm. and you have a bigger goal, you just don't know how to get there, mm-hmm. we can work on
it. I think that's fair. Because I remember I was dating a guy, and he was just like, he doesn't want to deal with the girl that doesn't have a good relationship with their father if their father is alive. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, when he said that, I was like, well, I don't know how I feel about that. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, you can't fault somebody for not having a relationship with their father.
That's an adult's job.
Because at the end of the day, you don't know what that upbringing was. You don't know how toxic that person could be to them. Like, you, because in his mind, the girl's gonna, if she loves her father, she knows how to love a man. And I was like, you can't think that way, because not all fathers have taught girls how to receive love or anything of that nature. So it's very important that you be mindful of that. So after we had that conversation, his mind was a little different. But before, it was kind of like, no, she needs to love her. She needs to have a good relationship. She needs to be a daddy's girl and everything like that. And I was like, I don't know.
And I feel like 90% of the time, if somebody doesn't have a good relationship with that parent's fault.
Because yeah.
a child is not supposed to be
exactly.
mending relationships. That's an adult's job.
But I also was curious to know, his father wasn't in his life either. So I was kind of curious to kind of know what that dynamic was for him. But it was always like every time we would kind of go that way, deflection. Mm-hmm. So
red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag. So we at the championship, you know, you found your person, whatever. We start to, because not only is it a shift for us intimately, I think it's a shift for our friend groups in that dynamic. How do you think, because we've brought up friends multiple times, but like once you find your person, like, how do you think, should dynamics with friends change? Do they change? Have you had experience with that? Like, how did you maneuver that? Because I ain't heard from you in a month of Sundays.
Phone work two ways. I just want to throw that out there. Phone work two ways. How you people down here speak it?
Gosh.
There's a dynamic change. I'd say, I think it's, again, it's on the genders. Mm-hmm. I have a solid group of male friends, mm-hmm. but I do have a large group of female friends mm-hmm. that, not saying that our relationship was ever inappropriate to that factor, mm-hmm. but there's a conversation that sometimes needs to be had. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, my female friends, any female that I call my actual friend, there's, long before I even enter cuffing season or get into a relationship, I'm squared away on my female friends being my female friends. Mm-hmm. There's no, you know, missed emotions between mm-hmm. the two. If there was a conversation, like, I can confidently tell who I'm in a relationship with that there's nothing. Mm-hmm. There's, like, I don't like them. They don't like me. We are friends. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a big part of, you know, being confident for a male with female friends.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair, because I have, and like, even growing up, I had a lot of male friends too, and like we would have conversation. Even now, I have male friends. I have a male friend whose girlfriend doesn't even like me, and I ain't even do nothing, y'all. I didn't do nothing. But I think it also plays a part into that boundary setting, like how you said, like you made it very clear from the beginning, and I think that's the type of thing that has to happen. Like especially like a lot of my guy friends, we're close. Like my mother calls them their children. They can come to my home and fix something for my mom. You know, like things like that. So it's like, it's very important on that person to set that boundary, whether you're a male or a female. So always just let your person know, the person of whatever opposite sex is this, and this is the boundary. Or even if it's somebody that you may have tried something with before, but you just knew it wasn't that, I still think that that is appropriate to tell your partner, because you never want your partner to feel surprised. But I do think it can be rocky. I think some people do lose friends when it comes to that portion of certain things, especially that, say that you are like this perfect person, you're very transparent, you let your partner know, your partner just has like this huge ass insecurity. Like, and I think I've made it very clear to all my friends, like, don't ever let none of your bitches or your niggas, like, mainly bitches, don't never let none of your bitches feel like they can come up to me and ask me something, like, or whatever, because...
Yeah, I don't... Don't you ever come up to me... Like, come to me as a woman. I'm not... Because I will make you cry. Like, I'm so... I really
But the can't, male can't control that.
And this but you're going to have to deal with your
bitch. Yeah, you're going to have to deal with that, because at the end of the day, I'm not doing that. Like, I think it's very important for... Because for me, I have a lot of male friends, and when they are in relationships, I automatically pull back. And that's because I just know as a woman, I don't want anybody to ever feel like there's something that, that there isn't. Or I also don't want somebody to ever think that they can, they have to have a reason to come to me. Mm-hmm. Because I think that is the most disrespectful thing. Don't ask me, oh, was me and him were ever in a relationship or ever intimate? Because I think that's disrespectful. Why are you asking me that? I'm not in a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Like, I think...
And it also lets somebody on the outside know that there's a problem.
Exactly.
Where you are. And I feel like everybody doesn't need to know what's happening inside of your
yeah. I think that that's important. I think, for real, there are things you cannot control, because people are their individual selves. But if you affirm somebody and you confirm that to them that there's nothing going on and they can't stand on that, that's when you have to really look at that person, because that means there's something more that's wrong with them.
That is a red flag.
Like, I think it's...
These episodes should be called red flags at this point.
No, but it's so important. I think boundaries are very important on all aspects, because I have female friends who are like, you know, even some of, like, even the some guys, I've never had that experience. No, actually, I have. One of my really, really close friends, when we were in high school, her boyfriend did not like me. Mm-hmm. Her boyfriend did not like me. And I barely was ever around him. He did not like me because his friend started a rumor about me. Mind you, this was at a whole nother school. Talking about how he messed with me, and I even messed with him low key.
Anything again. I done told
no you. But you know what's crazy, I was so irritated by that situation, because for me, he felt like, oh, birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. And no shade,
he no over here agreeing, y'all.
No shade, he's so disrespectful. No shade. She was the one who was out doing whatever she was doing. And then, on top of that, the friend who made the rumor about it was mad because I curbed him, because I dealt with somebody else that he was cool with. And I don't like doing that. I don't dibble in friends. I don't do that. I think that's really weird to me.
I just don't have your person come and see him, because I feel like I would never approach one of my friend's pieces. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's different, like, say if we were mutual friends or, like, something, and we all knew each other. Like, me and the person dating... we met from you. Maybe that's something a little bit different that we have a conversation about. But I don't think that's the thing. Like, I've had a situation where one of my guy friend's girls was basically stalking my page, for lack of better words, like in my story. And I have a business profile, so I can see exactly who's watching my story. And it's not like just one video because your name's here because they reposted it and you just looked at the story. No, you went from that, you went back all the way to the beginning of my story from that day. Went past the story that I posted with him and finished out my whole weekend. And it's just like, it happened more than once. It happened more than so. First time I said, I'm gonna just keep it to myself, okay? Bitches might just be wondering. But like, every time I posted this one particular friend, the bitches just be a flocking. So I'm like, okay, here we go. Then it just got to a point where I was like fed up. Cause I'm like, okay, he's starting to take the girl seriously. So I had to let him know, like,
why does your girl keep being on my page? Like, this is not the first time, and I don't think it's going to be the last time. It will be now because I'm blocking her from my story. But, like, have a conversation with your girl. And I took it to my friend to do that work. Now, however he asked, I don't think he asked, approached her the right way with it either. But it wasn't my problem.
Yeah.
And so then when I did finally meet the young lady, she feels awkward because he's approached her about some shit. I let him know, but I don't have no problem with you. I don't know you. I'm gonna respect you because he does. But just to get it twisted, bitch, don't bring that shit my way. Take that energy to your man. Don't ever go up to no other woman asking questions. I think that's an in-house conversation.
Yeah, and I think too, the whole telephone thing is that's the thing too. Like, it was brought to you. You brought it to him, and then the way he brought the message to her was probably nowhere near how you brought it to him. I think it's very important. Like, I think, for me, I think it's very, very important to set the standard. The person in the relationship is supposed to set the standard. If you can't set that standard, then that's where the problems come. And I don't know. I just feel like it's very much of, if your friends matter to you and this person matters to you, they need to find a way to coexist. But you are the middle person, so you have to be the one to help them coexist.
As a man, do you think this is important, or do you think that's like, it doesn't... You don't care. You're going to be like, it have nothing to do with me. Girls will be girls.
Yeah. That's how I go about life. I just feel like, how I see it is, a girl should be girl. Like, if I explain to you a certain situation, we talk about it, we discuss it, and you continue to feel, you know, we discussed it, I've laid the foundation down, my actions say that it is what I said, and you still feel insecure, I feel like at that point, it's nothing I can do.
And so, say that you've done all that, right? And then the situation we talking about, the girl go approaches one of your friends. And then, worst case scenario, she get her ass whooped, or she just get fussed out real bad, and she come back to you, then, like, what... knowing him, y'all, he gonna be like, I told you so. So, that's on you. That's your fault.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm very blunt. I'm very straightforward. I mean what I say what I mean. Mm-hmm. So if I told you that it's nothing, you continue to think it's nothing. I mean, you think it's something. Mm-hmm. I've showed you that it's nothing, and you continue to think it's something. Mm-hmm. Then you can go and pick that battle with your own, with my friend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's between two consenting adults to argue.
So is it, but I feel like also you got to play cleanup, right? Because then you got to make sure your bitch is good. And then you got to go back around and check on your friend too, because that might strain your relationship with your friend.
Yeah, I agree. But.
And it's a lot of shop to clean up if you could just, I don't know.
There's no avoiding it at that point.
Yeah, you're right.
Once you have two sides. So whatever I do with my girlfriend is what I do with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. When I spin around and talk to my friend, it's the cleanup on that friendship. Mm-hmm. From there, that friendship is whatever that friend wants to make it from there. Mm-hmm. That relationship is whatever my girlfriend wants to make it from there. Mm-hmm. They can hate each other. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't care if y'all hate each other. If it's something that involves me, that would be the only reason for y'all to coexist. Mm-hmm. Or be in the same place. Mm-hmm. So y'all can hate each other all you want.
So here's the hardest question, right? Because I know I've cut friends off in a relationship to like make my partner happy. Would you guys, I guess it depends on situations, but like even based off what we're talking about now, like would you risk losing your friend to save your relationship in a situation like this?
It depends on what the issue was to begin with. Like if I said it was nothing. It was never anything. Mm-hmm. I've showed you it was never anything. And you still have that insecurity within yourself. Then that's on you. That's a you. You know, whatever past relationships you've been in, whatever situation you dealt with, is something that I'm willing to work with you on. But if you still have that insecurity and you want me to like never speak to them again, that's on you. Mm-hmm. If that's truly my friend.
That's very mature of you.
But if my friend did something that caused all of this, then you gotta cut ties.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's a boundary thing. If I set the boundaries and you just keep on going over them and not respecting them, and for the sake of my partner and the person I'm with, no, you gotta go. Because at the end of the day, that means who I'm, you don't respect me and you don't respect my man, like, at this point. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, like, this is a boundary. I said, if I'm setting them from the beginning and you cannot respect it, that's just a slap in the face to me. So that means you're not gonna, you don't respect me. So that friendship just needs to cease from there. Because that means to me, like, you don't take me seriously, you don't take who I'm dealing seriously. It's just no. But if it's a case where, you know, that's your insecurity, you sitting here upset about me and how my friend operate and things like that, no, I'm not doing that. Because at the end of the day, my friend was there before you. And 9 times out of 10, if things don't work out, my friend's gonna be there after you. So I'm gonna sever a friendship because you're insecure and you want me to cut ties so you could feel better. And then, you know, God forbid something happens between us, I lost the friend and I lost you. Like, I'm gonna be sitting here stuck on stupid.
I'll be here for you.
I feel like it's also a gender thing, because yeah. if a man has an issue with your male friend,
mm-hmm.
then it's kind of like, all right, he being a bitch. If you have an issue with one of your male friend's girlfriends, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, that bitch being messy. So I feel like it's a gender dynamic. I've dealt with this type of thing twice in two different periods of my life.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So, I've dealt with it wrong. Right, both times. Who fucking knows? But I dealt with it totally different. So I dealt with it when I was in college, and I've dealt with it recently. In college, I was just like, I don't know why you feel like this. I didn't acknowledge why she felt like that, which was a reason, because, you know, she had insecurities from previous relationships. But I didn't acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is my friend. It is what it is. You mm-hmm. gonna take me or leave me.
And what'd she do?
She took me oh. until the end of college. Then we broke up.
Okay. Now she happily married.
Facts.
Damn.
It was a beautiful ass.
Say, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Mary.
Nah. But it's, I feel like if I do everything on my end, like, unless there's a huge screw up by either my girlfriend or my female friend, as far as one of them did something completely rude or disrespectful, if it's just an insecurity that I've tried to set at ease for my girlfriend, mm-hmm. but it's just something she cannot get over, then at end she addresses my female friend, and at that point, that's between two adults. That's a conversation between those two adults.
Yeah, I'm telling you, coming to somebody, like, there's been times where I'd be like, I want them to track up to me as a woman, because I'm not doing that. I think for me, my biggest thing about that is just, are you serious? Are you really coming to me? Everything you're asking me, you should be asking your man. And if your man is not affirming you or confirming you, that's between y'all. Don't bring me into this.
I feel like that's a blanket statement that you can say to that woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like on your end, if that situation was to happen, you,
I don't owe that bitch nothing.
You, yeah, I feel like for you, Damo, or Dominique Lovejoy, sorry, you're going for the juggler. You're not,
I'm
trying
not,
to be,
though.
I feel like you're not trying to be civil.
Because
you're not trying
out.
To be like, ask your man, ask 90, your man. This has nothing to do with me.
No,
and
that's,
then
yeah, I
it
am.
Gets it to a point, there's another situation, because it's a difference between you setting my woman straight, respectfully.
This is the thing,
though.
The
difference between you cursing her out and being wild.
A random bitch and somebody I care for as bitch is two different things. At the end of the day, yes, they both bitches, but it's an ounce more of respect there for the one whose friend I'm with.
An ounce.
And a smidge. This is the thing. So, 95% of the time, I know what the fuck my male friend is doing and more, because we have that type of relationship.
Same.
95% of the time, a nigga's girl best friend knows a lot, because we're conversing. We're giving each other advice from opposite points of view.
Same.
So, he knows I got his back. Always. 1,000%. So, number one, for him, 9 times out of 10, my friends have probably warned their friends on how to approach me just because I do have a strong personality. So you, once you disregarded that warning already, so you asked to come to me. I'm not going to be disrespectful, but I probably will sit you down and just be like, yes, that does have, that has nothing to do with me. I think you should have that conversation. Depending on how close I am with the young lady, I would probably give her more than enough to put her ease. Nobody wants to be in an uncomfortable situation. Exactly. We've all had to be in uncomfortable situations and relationships. Never want a woman to feel that way. But it's all about how she approaches me, too. I think that's a big thing. You could get a lot more bees with honey.
Than with?
Vinegar, whatever else. It is. But yeah, you know. It so
I just want to take a sidebar in a non-romantic way. When I first met Dominique Lovejoy, I was given no warning. I was thrown to the wolves. And she attacked me with this big personality.
You wanted new friends.
Yeah. But I feel like this should have been a warning label.
Slapped on. That was not bad, y'all. He came to a family cookout. It was a best friend's like family cookout. And he just popped up. And he wanted to be quiet. And I'm like, no, you're going to talk. So let's talk. Let's talk. And now, look, he loves me. I'm his favorite one out of all of Crown Crown's friends. So it works.
Everybody swears they're his favorite.
It's me, though.
I'm everybody's favorite.
No, it's me. Oh, God. Tell them it's me. It's right you. Here today at...
Dominique Lovejoy.
Uh-huh.
That's the one.
Told you. It's me. Look, I would have enough respect. I wouldn't, like... Because at the end of the day, that shows how much I care about my friend. The way that I treat their partner. So I wouldn't, like, wild out. Now, if it was just some, like, random chick on my Instagram being like, oh, I seen you around, blah, 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 blah. Like, halt, who goes there, bitch? Check this out. But...
Let me put these catchphrases on the t-shirt.
Right? So, but, like, on a lighter note, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back. And we're going to tie up the cuffing season with our own... roster.
Yes.
Our own roster.
Yes.
A celebrity roster.
Yes. We're back and we have our rosters today. So we want to start, Miss Dominique Lovejoy. Who is on your cuffing season roster?
Okay. So I'm really not like a starstruck person. So these is just some people, okay? No particular order. But we got Young and May, there we go. We got her on here. Then we got Devel Ellis because I love sisters and he just be doing his thing. Is that keep the New York accent with him and it's perfect. And then Kane, his name is Kane, but he's the baby's security or he used to be. You probably see him like on Fashion Nova ass, like this big brolic ass guy, all these tattoos. Those are my three.
Okay.
That's my three.
From girl to guy.
Mm-hmm. Gotta keep it fluid. Okay. Your turn.
My celebrity cuff and draft three would be top one, Taraji P. Henson. I love her. Don't ask why. She is it.
Mm-hmm.
And she available. Yeah. I'm here for you.
Not you here. You not available.
me and my girlfriend discussed that Taraji is it. That is the one. We might have to break. She know the vibes. Then I went with Yara Shahidi for a little more intellectual conversation, a little political. She's doing her thing as a young person in the world, shaping the world for the future. Mm-hmm. And then I went with artist Lady London, another intellectual. Her rap game is crazy, and her confidence just exudes just so much beauty.
Oh, yes. Okay. He's blushing.
Okay. She's amazing.
Who you got? So, my celebrity picks. I'm starting off with Joey Badass. He is a very underrated and very slept on. That is a fine brother, okay? And I feel like his music was always good, but his acting is something on a total nother level. So I definitely want to give him his, you know.
His what?
His flowers.
His flowers.
She want to give him some ass, too.
Ass, yeah.
No, listen.
It's been a couple years.
You got that.
Y'all think they put my business out there, but I could not do them like that. You can do it.
I'm all in fucking.
And so were you.
Exactly. So shit.
Who said that? Okay, so Joey Badass is one. Oh my gosh.
We almost choked.
Then too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, finish. God.
Let her finish.
Okay, Damson Idris, because I love the accent. I've actually seen him in real life. Fine brother from Snowfall. Franklin, just fine man. Just fine chocolate brother. When we was in Essence.
That's who that was.
Yes, that was him.
He even balked up a bit.
Yeah, he did.
That's how you pronounce his name?
Damson.
Damson. Yeah, he looks very good. He looked good then, but he looks good now. And you know, he's just the accent. It's the accent for me. It's the accent. Mm-hmm. And then my all-time favorite, my man in my head, gonna be my man in my future, Kofi Cerebi. He is just fine chocolate brother, can tall.
That's glow how you pronounce up. It? Maybe I need some help. He's
giving a lot of physical attraction.
Mm-hmm. But no, he's very...
Is it deeper?
It's deeper than just the looks and the appearance. But it's also like... I could tell a lot by the... I've watched all of them on different platforms. But I've also listened to them talk on podcasts. And they're very intellectual men. They have a lot to share. I really appreciate Joey Badass for being very versatile in his range. Because he's a Oscar award-winning actor.
She gonna stick beside him. Don't ever question her. Keep on, girl.
And then on top of that, he's very knowledgeable about political affairs and things of that nature. Damson Idris has very much of a range. He has different experiences. And Kofi Cerebi, a fine Ghanaian man who is very, very intellectual. And he happens to be 27. So it works. It just works. So
it works, honey. Okay.
You 27?
Yeah, I'm 27.
30. Why you pick yours? Why you pick yours?
I picked mine because
she gonna stick beside them.
Yeah. They look good. I already know so much about them. They nice on the eye. I like watching them perform and looking at them. So I really don't, you know, no reason.
Why'd you pick yours?
He gave us. He said it as he went down his
list. I think this host was not listening.
No, you said it before we started recording.
No, I said it while we were recording.
No, excuse me.
You were too busy focusing on the physical features of Coffee and Desmond. I'm joking.
You see, like, now the world knows why this is, like, I keep him at bay. But anyways, yes, that's I keep you at bay, like far away.
Okay, so as we wrap up, let's give a word of advice to all the.
Okay, I had to do it once.
Dominique Lovejoy, being
shut up.
And then drop
a word
beats.
Of advice. Stop.
Eats and meat.
Word of advice to the players on the field. What would you send them with? And the players off the field. What's a word of advice you give to the people?
Be ready so you never gotta get ready.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. When it's your time to show what you can do, take that time. Take that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Because it may not come again.
I would say follow your heart. And know what your ending goal is. So, if that person, if it ain't aligned, sorry guys. If it doesn't align with what you want, get up out of there. You don't owe nothing to nobody.
I agree. And my advice would be, you know, shoot your shot. Don't be afraid of rejection because you never know if you miss the shots you don't take. So, look and see what happens. You never know. And also be open-minded. Like, it might surprise you. You might surprise yourself. But being open-minded, you might experience something you never thought you would have experienced or learn new hobbies and likes. So, you know what? I'm sorry, audience.
I'm so sorry. This should have been a video recorded podcast because you could see the buffoonery that is in the front of me. Yes, the buffoonery. But yeah, just be open-minded and be patient too. Like, it's cuffing season. It's not, it's a process.
It's not a race.
It's a whole process. Everybody's cuffing season look different. And don't be, you want to add? Because since I thought you already finished yours.
Male or female? For crime.
Okay, y'all. Nah, the disrespect that this man keeps putting on my love life.
He wishes you well. We wish y'all well, and we love y'all. See y'all in the next episode.
Bye.
What you want? No. You want them to follow?
I just made a new one, so I don't even know the name of it.
Why did you make a new one?
Remember the old one?
Somebody hacked it.
They didn't get hacked. I got suspended for saying something about COVID.
Oh.
And they deleted it.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it was.
Well, you know, y'all, we going to tag them on the gram. We love y'all.
We care about y'all. Have a good one. Be safe. Peace.